Now, have a quick listen to this fabulous sound. There you go. That's the screech of a barn owl. And last summer on the programme, I spoke with Barry O'Shea, a beef farmer in Mayo, about hearing that sound one dark February night for the first time. He had put a box up 3 years previously, and after waiting all that time, he had a breeding pair. Good morning, Barry. It's lovely to catch up with you again.
Morning, Ella.
And also joining me is John Lusby, Raptor Conservation Officer. Good morning, John.
Good morning, Ella.
Barry, when we spoke last year, you described hearing the barn owls, but it didn't end well for them, did it? What happened?
No, it didn't. After a number of weeks, I contacted John, and John said he'd come down and ring them. And when John came and he went up to the barn owl box, we discovered that the four, we'll call them chicks, the owlets, I think is the proper name for them, were dead. And I thought myself they'd been poisoned, but John says no, something would have happened to parents, and they weren't able to continue on feeding them. That's why they died.
They died from starvation. But John did say to you, keep the faith. He was confident and hopeful they would be back. So what has happened this year?
Yeah, he was. I was like that. Kind of the winter passed, and another evening I heard the screech again. I was delighted. But it seemed to be in the distance, and I wasn't sure whether they had come near the box or not. And I only heard it a couple of times until I spotted evidence of the barn owl, their dirt. It's like whitewash. It's white and it's thick. I spotted it around the tree where I have the barn owl box. So I was quite confident then that they were back. So I had a quick peek at them in June kind of weekend, and I saw that there was three or four little chicks there. So I was delighted, but didn't go near them again, then left them, and I had a quick peek during the week there, and they seem to be big and strong and healthy, and it won't be long before they leave in the box. But as I said, I had a quick peek at them. I wouldn't be encouraging anybody to go near them because they do get frightened. Mm. You know, if you do go near them, they're just so. I think it's best not to disturb them.
But you must have been delighted because of what happened last year.
Oh, thrilled.
Mm. Yeah.
I was thrilled, yeah.
John.
One, sorry.
John, last year was a bumper year for barn owls, and you were a bit concerned about the wet and windy weather for the new chicks. How has this year's poor weather impacted them?
Yeah, thanks, Ella. Firstly, great to hear Barry's success story. I remember visiting him last year and he was so disappointed that obviously things didn't end well in the nest. But I suppose the good thing with barn owls is once they settle in an area, once they start to nest, you know, there's a very good chance they'll continue to use that nest. So delighted to hear that he's three healthy chicks now this year, which is fantastic. And in general, look, it's great. Barn owls are having another very good breeding season. It's still, you know, in the midst of the season. So it's tough to compare to last year. Last year was, as you say, it was a bumper season, but they're definitely doing well again. It's absolutely amazing to see, and it's not the case with many other birds, you know, because the weather hasn't been very good. You know, other birds haven't had a great breeding season, but with barn owls, we're seeing, you know, healthy broods. You know, all the nests are occupied. It's amazing to see, and you know, Barry's story has been, you know, replicated at many other nest boxes, you know, around the country.
And Barry, you did say to me last year that you were going to put up more boxes. Did you do that?
Well, I got the box, but with the bad winter we had and the land not being great around here, it wouldn't do too much travelling in the tractor on the field. So I have it, but it's not up yet. But it'll definitely go up this summer.
It'll get up.
But like, it doesn't. Yeah.
Yeah.
It doesn't, like, having been successful doesn't happen overnight. Like I checked with a friend of mine out in Headford, in County Galway, there yesterday evening. And myself and my father put up two barn owl boxes, but they didn't have any success yet. So it does take time when you do put up a box. Like I was 3 years waiting before I had a breeding pair.
Patience is the game, isn't it, with barn owls? Well, it's always good to hear of such a successful endeavour. So many congratulations, Barry.
Yeah.
And thank you, John Lusby, as always. Yeah. Barry O'Shea from Ball in County Mayo and John Lusby, Raptor Conservation Specialist. Well, that's it for this week. The producer is Eileen Herron. On sound is Liam Mullen. And the broadcasting coordinator is Mary Elizabeth Bruton. Until next week, goodbye.